Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Later this month, the Red Sox will begin playing videos at Fenway Park that feature athletes asking fans to take a stand against racism and to call out any other fans making inappropriate taunts or cheers. The program is called Take the Lead. For a closer look, we're joined right now by Red Sox President and CEO Sam Kennedy. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
So, Sam, tell us what inspired the Red Sox to do this.
Well, this is a collaboration really between the five professional sports teams, the Kraft family, the Jacobs family, Steve Pagliuca, Wick Grosbeck, John Henry, Tom Werner, to come together and do our small part in the world of professional sports to hopefully encourage fans to step up and take the lead against racism and hate speech in our venues. We recognize in 2017 this is a conversation that's going on around the country, but we've been inspired by some of the unfortunate events that happened earlier in the season at Fenway Park, and thankfully some good has come of that, working closely with Governor Baker and Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, along with Tanisha Sullivan and Linda Dorsina-Forey. There's been a number of leaders that have helped bring the teams together and try and create some positive momentum out of what was a difficult situation earlier in the year.
So tell us, what are the Red Sox, Patriots, Bruins, Celtics, and the Revolution going to ask fans to do when they see these videos?
Well, we first of all, we've combined to create the first of its kind public service announcement, just asking fans to step up in the venues, and if they see or hear anything that makes them feel uncomfortable or is inappropriate, to work with the fan service representatives at the various venues and make sure that everyone can enjoy the various sporting events. People come to these events in these venues to enjoy, to spend time with their family, and no one should be subject to any form of hate speech or intolerance. Obviously, it happens on a very limited basis in our venues in Boston, but we thought it was something that would be a great collaboration between all the teams. And so we'll unveil the PSA next week at Fenway, and the PSA will actually run not only at Fenway Park, but at TD Garden, at Gillette Stadium, and it's a great collaboration. It's not often the teams get to work together like this.
It's also seems to me to be a warning to some fans who might in some way be predisposed to use that kind of language at the ballpark or the stadiums.
Yeah, I think it's more identification and just a recognition that unfortunately in today's world, in 2017, hate speech and intolerance still exist. And so we just want to recognize that, acknowledge that. And Tanisha Sullivan, who runs the Boston area chapter of the NAACP, was very poignant when we met earlier in the year that a lot of times incidents happen and they flare up, but to really step up and have a sustained and ongoing conversation around race is something that's really important, something that Mayor Marty Walsh is committed to. And so the Red Sox want to just play a small part in helping in that effort as we all come together as a community. This is the best sports town in North America, maybe in the world, with great championship organizations. And so this is a great way to come together and have a very positive conversation.
Last question, Sam Kennedy. Red Sox owner John Henry has called for the city of Boston to rename Yawkey Way, where Fenway Park sits, because of what Henry called the racist legacy of the former longtime team owner Tom Yawkey. Is this initiative tied to that, and has the street renaming effort gone anywhere yet?
Yeah, with the plans are underway with the city. The public process is beginning. It's a public process where a petition needs to be filed by the property owners, and that is underway. And really, it's I think a reflection by the John Henry, Tom Werner ownership group that we need to make sure that as all with all the things we're doing in the community, on the field, off the field, that Fenway Fenway is viewed as a welcoming, hospitable, family-friendly environment, and that's really important. The simple fact is we were the last team to integrate in Major League Baseball, and that's something that is undeniable, and it's just been acknowledged and recognized by John Henry and Tom Werner and Larry Lucchino going back all the way to 2002 when they arrived. So, again, we're trying to make Fenway as hospitable and friendly and open and as welcome as possible. And I think that's a symbol for the city of Boston, which is open, welcoming, and hospitable. So we're, again, just trying to play our small part.
Boston Red Sox President and CEO Sam Kennedy, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition, and good luck with this.
Great to be with you. Thanks very much.